CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Oh, Aunt Effie, you Dickens, and you too, Alvin, and it's so exciting.
Well, it was all Alvin's idea.
Well, now, Effie, you did kind of put the idea in my head.
Oh, Mommy, please wake Daddy up so we can ask him. I'll bet it'll be a real surprise to Daddy, too.
Oh, listen, surprise is hardly the word. I told him to sleep late this morning since he didn't have to get up, but how he has ever slept through all this noise and excitement.
Well, he's tired. Everything's been kind of a strain for him lately.
Yes, I know.
Go, Effie.
Yeah, Bobby wants to go, too. Well, Aunt Effie will take you up.
And Effie, now let's not make any, you know, rash promises until we hear what Daddy says.
Funny Daddy didn't hear the airplane land on the lake this morning.
Well, as Uncle Alvin said, dear Daddy's, you know, tired.
You think he'll say yes, Mommy? Do you?
I don't know, dear.
We've really got two surprises for Daddy, haven't we?
Yeah. I think I hear him up. Now, Alvin, you be the one who tells him, since it was your idea, and you better not tell him that we are practically all packed and ready to go.
No.
Okay, Alvin, come on now, let's have it. What's this surprise?
You better finish your coffee.
No, come on, look, I can tell the family's all in a dither here about something.
I hear you lost your job.
Well, yeah.
Okay, I know, it's none of my business.
No, it isn't that. I imagine anyhow Aunt Effie probably told you. No, it's just that we haven't talked about it. You know, we didn't want the children to hear anything, especially Betsy, and be upset.
Well, what are your plans?
Well, a week ago we sort of planned to move to New York. I thought I might work at the head company there. But in the meantime, I got another offer here, a sales manager for the Jackson Payne Company. Good job, good money. But the position isn't open until the first of the year, and... Yeah, well, you probably know all this, too, don't you?
Yeah, I have to admit it. Anthony and I talked it over, and then we decided that, well, nothing could be finer in the state of Montana than to have you all pay us a little visit.
Oh, well, it's true I could use a rest in the vacation. I didn't take any time off at all this summer,
but... Good, it's all settled, then. We'll leave today.
Leave today? Oh, no. Wait a minute, Alvin. I mean, we can't just...
Well, why not? Things you do on the spur of the moment are always more fun.
Well, I know, but I mean, after all, Betsy's got school to think of, and we've got a dog and some cats and rabbits, and I mean, well, I'm sure on a holiday weekend we couldn't even get reservations.
Well, no, the phone's been pretty busy this morning while you were sleeping, and if you say the word, Betsy's teacher's ready to make up her homework. Some friends named Eleanor and Anne and Myra are taking the cats and the dog and the rabbits, etc. And as far as transportation is concerned, well, that's all been arranged, too. Matter of fact, that's another surprise Effie's been anxious to spring on you.
Oh, Aunt Effie? Aunt Effie, what do you mean? Huh?
Daddy!
Betsy, come back here now.
No, I can't wait, Mommy. Daddy, can we go?
Oh, boy, I'm being pressured on all sides here.
Can we, Daddy? Oh, please, can we?
Well, golly, I
have to know, too.
Now, you can't really say yes.
Dear Daddy?
Well, all right, why not?
Well, don't you have something special to say to me? Aren't you a little surprised that you're Aunt Effie?
Aunt Effie, nothing you do any more surprises me. So when you do plan a surprise, it's a Lulu. And we all accept with pleasure your invitation to Montana.
Oh.
It is a wonderful surprise.
What a wonderful idea.
Well, look, as a matter of fact, I didn't exactly finish telling
you. Oh, there's plenty of time to talk on the plane. And if we're leaving by noon, we'll have to hurry.
Oh, yes.
Betsy, go pack your blue jeans.
Yes.
Come on, Alvin. We'll finish our packing and bring your bags down. And you finish breakfast and do your packing.
Yeah, I will. Give you another cup of coffee, will you?
Yeah, I'll help him pack, and if here's a toaster. Do you want an egg?
Huh? What time's the plane leave? No, I don't want anything except toast.
All, right. All passengers leaving on flight 612 on the seaplane known as the Aunt Effie Special will report at the front gate with their luggage for the weighing in at 12 noon.
Oh, golly. Aunt Effie's cute, isn't she,
darling? Aunt Effie. There she is, darling. I must say, honey, I never thought you'd be this way about it. I will admit,
be careful, that coffee is very hot.
Yeah, I know. Isn't there any strawberry jam? What way? Why shouldn't I enjoy a little vacation?
No, not that part. I meant, I'll admit frankly, I thought you'd be a little nervous about Aunt Effie piloting the plane. When I think of trouble. Honey, I told you to watch out. The coffee was hot. Oh, honey, you spilled it. It's running all over. Are you all right? You all right, dear? Don't try to talk. Here, take some water. Take some water, dear.
What did Sam Hill, did you say?
Yeah, how about, you wanted some strawberry jam.
Never mind the strawberry jam. What about Aunt Effie?
Yeah, we've got some jam here. Oh, yes, wasn't it a surprise? When she said she'd been flying, that Alvin bought her this plane for her birthday. I guess they fly all over out there. Of course, I knew Alvin had money, but I didn't know he had enough money to buy airplanes, did you? Well, I guess he has a copper mine, not a big one, but enough, you know. Well, I can't find the strawberry jam. Here's some marmalade. Is that all right, since we're in a hurry, dear?
What are you talking about, will you? What plane?
Aunt Effie's. Alvin had it flown here so Aunt Effie could surprise us and fly us back to
Didn't Alvin tell you?
Come here, look out the window. It arrived this morning, tied up to our dock. Honestly, that was the big surprise. Didn't Alvin tell you Aunt Effie was piloting the plane?
Aunt Effie piloting the plane.
Yes, isn't it amazing?
You mean Effie's going to pilot?
He has perfect health, dear, 20/20 vision. Never afraid of a thing, just charges ahead, you know, Aunt Effie.
Oh, she's just marvelous. Alvin said she took to flying like a duck takes to water.
Let me get this straight. Just a minute, would you? The gist of this big surprise is that we are all expected to pile into this dinky little
dinky
thing.
You should get in it, dear. That plane holds 6 comfortably, but it will take 8. And it's just beautiful inside, really.
And we are supposed to fly to Montana with Aunt Effie at the control.
Oh, now look, if you're worried.
If I'm worried?
Yes.
I can't believe this. You can't be serious, surely. I mean, you just can't be serious. If I'm worried...
Well, if you'll listen...
I wouldn't ride in a car with Aunt Effie. And I'm going to be zooming through the sky with Aunt Effie while she looks down to admire the scenery or decides to make a U-turn in the middle of a cloud.
I'm trying to tell you,
I'm
dear.
Not going to do any such thing. I'm...
Now, Alvin, remind me, you mustn't forget to get gas.
There! Hear that? We mustn't forget to get gas.
Well, we'll need it. My goodness, you two. Get a move on. I want you with seat belts fastened for 12:15. Now, we'll take a large thermos of coffee and some sandwiches. Also, extra blankets and warm clothing. Alvin and I always make that rule, just in case, you know, of forced landings. Anyway, we can always eat the sandwiches.
Aunt Effie, look, never mind the sandwiches.
Oh, you'll be able to eat. It won't be bumpy. The weather conditions are perfect, unless I loop the loop. He believed me. Look at his face.
I love you. I really love you, and I am overwhelmed, to put it mildly, by all the surprises and plans you made. So I find it hard to say.
Don't thank me. My goodness, Alvin and I don't want any thanks. We love you all, too. Now get packed. Our first stop's at Lake Tonga tonight. We want to get there before dark in time to get dressed for somebody's birthday dinner.
Oh, Alvin! Well, go ahead so they'd have a birthday cake.
Oh, your birthday? Oh,
well,
not that
dear.
On top
it's
of everything.
It's all right. You've had a lot on your mind.
Oh, boy, you know, this is the first time in my life I ever felt I needed a good stiff drink, even at 10 in the morning.
Oh, honey, will you stop worrying? The pilot who brought the plane is going back with us. He'll sit right with Aunt Effie. He was a squadron leader in the Air Force.
Oh,
yes.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Alvin, how many parachutes do we have?
Now, don't look like that. Just come on and let's pack.
Ever
everything all right back there?
Yes, yes, just fine, Aunt Effie.
It's an exhilarating flight through the air with the blue sky and the clouds and the countryside stretched out for miles beneath you. Oh, Betsy, look at the river down there, like a silver ribbon. Isn't it shining in the sunlight?
Oh, yes. Oh, look, Daddy, look.
Yes.
Daddy, look, look.
Yes, I see it. I see
it.
You
can't see it from your side. I'll bank the plane, but I'll show you. Now, this is called banking.
Never mind banking and dipping for everything, Aunt Effie. Thank you. I can see just fine.
Why don't you relax?
Thought you said the pilot was going to keep an eye on Aunt Effie. He stretched out, snoring ever since we took off. I think he fainted.
He's tired. Anyhow, everything's fine. The weather's perfect, dear.
Hey, pretty nice little plane, huh? We've had it about 10 months now.
Alvin and I take trips in it almost every weekend.
Yeah, when the lake freezes over, we take the pontoons off and put on skis.
I'll put skis on the plane.
Uh-huh.
Oh, isn't that interesting, dear? Isn't it? Isn't it interesting?
Yes, oh, yes.
We fly to Washington, Oregon, several trips up to Canada.
Hey, Effie, we've been wanting to take a run up to Alaska. Why don't we do it while they're visiting?
Oh, yes! What fun. Would you like to?
Alaska?
Oh, we'd love it. Betsy and Bobby'd love to see dog sleds and all that.
Several of your friends, Carrie Cashman, live in Alaska. What's her name?
Yes, yeah, Hundorf. Carrie and Stanley Hundorf. They live outside of Kanay near Fairbanks.
Guess we should fly over and bug them, then find a place to land.
Yes. Oh, wouldn't Carrie be flabbergasted? I haven't seen her in years, and I get out of the plane and I say, well, just going past, thought I'd drop in.
Aunt Effie, please, for Pete's sake, just turn your head around, will you, and keep your eyes on me.
Now, don't you worry about your Aunt Effie. She not only knows how to fly, but she's learning how to take a motor to pieces and put it together again. Now, what do you think of that?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I just trust the one we're using now is not the one she took to pieces and put together again.
You want to get out and walk?
Yeah, no, thank you. I'll stay with you.
Big lake, Uncle. Big lake down there.
Yes, sir. By gosh, I told Bobby to watch for a big lake. What would we do without our navigator, huh? There's Lake Tonga.
Fasten your seatbelt and no smoking.
No smoking, Daddy.
Oh, my goodness, Alvin, I think I've forgotten how to land. Can you remember what it is I'm supposed to do first?
Oh, Aunt Effie's teasing you. Relax.
Now, let's see. Isn't there something about letting the flaps up, or do I let them down?
Now, Aunt Effie, you just stop it.
Oh, Daddy, planes are safer than cars.
Okay, Effie, take her down. We're right on schedule. There's a nice hotel here, and we'll all get dressed up, Betsy, for your mommy's birthday dinner.
I want to say it's the most exciting birthday I ever had. Bobby, drink your milk, dear. Aunt Effie and Alvin, I do thank you.
Yes, and so do I. Excuse me, dear, but I am forced to admit Aunt Effie's a smash success. But I'm going to get even. I'm going to take up flying and then take you up.
I wouldn't go with you. Not the way you drive a car.
Oh, yes, that's the way
to win
Bonnie's birthday
cake. I propose a toast to your visit to Montana with us and to your future birthdays, and may you have many more.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Alvin, very much.
Mommy, there's only 16 candles on the cake like last year. Now you're a year older. But how can you be 17? You voted. That's at 21.
What are you... Of course. Oh, waiter, 5 more candles, please. My wife's just turned 22.
All right. Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Tara Hawkins speaking.